Ja, zdaj tukaj smo rekli, da omejitev, taka stroga omejitev je muf. Ne? Muf je tista frekvenca, kjer je še možna zveza z lomom v ionosferi, da se nam žarek vrne nazaj. Če smo z frekvenco nad muf, se žarek lomi premalo in ne more več prijeti nazaj. Ne? Pač pa lahko imamo v radijske zveze na vseh frekvencah, ki so nižje od muf. Ne? Tu načeloma imamo, ne? Ampak tukaj se pojavi zdaj en druga težava, se pravi dan. Tale sloj ionosfere D, ki sicer nima kaj dosti elektronov, ampak te elektroni se nakajajo v gostejših plasteh ozračja, ker je dosti še nevtralnih molekul, je trkov dosti in je veliko slabljenje. In zdaj, kaj je z nas meja slabljenja, tu zdaj pa ni več ena stroga meja, ne? Meja slabljenja se je rekla tudi LUF, ne? Lowest usable frequency. Ne? Lowest usable frequency in LUF je podan slabljenjem. Zdaj, če imamo mi grozno močen oddajnik, lahko to premagamo. Ne? Tako da ni ene stroge omejitve, ampak LUF z dan, od dnevi je ta stvar mogoče 5 MHz. Na frekvencah nižjih od 5 MHz je slabljenje teh nižjih plasti ionosfere toliko veliko, da teh nižjih plasti je toliko veliko, da z oddajniki doglednih moči ne bomo naredili radijske zveze. Ne? Da bi premagali to slabljenje. Je pa zveza možna. Ne? Pač pa po noči, ne? Gre tale luft proti nič, ker ta sloj D skoraj izgine, sloj ega ostane tudi zelo malo. Ne? So what is the trade-offs for radio links over the ionosphere? The maximum usable frequency is an exact limit. If the frequency is larger than MUF, then we can no longer refract this wave back to the surface of the Earth. So this is an exact limit. But we can communicate at frequency lower here because simply our rays are not going to reach the maximum density of the ionosphere. They're going to refract back at a lower altitude to the lower density. On the other hand, we also have a lower limit called lowest usable frequency or LUF. LUF is mainly given by the attenuation. The low layer of the ionosphere, mainly layer D, also layer E, where collisions are quite frequent, and this gives up to attenuation. Okay, if we have a large power transmitter, then we can overcome the attenuation and establish a contact also at a lower frequency. That can be done. But a practical limit for daylight is that this lowest usable frequency is around 5 MHz. Not less than 5 MHz, radio waves frequencies less than 5 MHz, are heavily attenuated by the low layers, especially layer D of the ionosphere. While during nighttime, all these layers disappear because recombination is very quick. As the sunshine is gone away, ions go away, we have just neutral gases that do not interact with our radio waves. And at night, this low frequency goes to zero. This is an example if you still have a medium wave receiver, broadcast receiver, at home. For medium waves, this is about 1 MHz frequency. During daylight, you only receive the few local stations. While at night you receive stations from all Europe. Ta pojav vidite, če imate recimo radijski sprijemnik za srednje valove, ne? Frekvenca približno 1 MHz, tukaj v Ljubljani pod dnevi boste poslušali samo lokalni oddajnik Domžale, ne drugega, ne? Pod dnevi Domžale slišite. Po noči, ker gre luf proti nič, boste s tem sprijemnikom slišali vse. No, nimajo zdaj srednje val, nima več kakšne večjega tehničnega pomena.
Sono se gan mal na vericilis, ma mal prevecio bies ne de bi se quare le di atmosfera, e mai si mamo. Cash mantana na vecio che tais per grazia, tu ne vemo greva delle da ingleno va, eh? Ampak nekje te stvari gre, malo gre v pozabo, kot kar se tiče teh odnosov. Talking about technology, medium wave broadcast is a little bit obsolete. The Chinese are trying to persuade us to buy their newest gadget, not on medium wave, something with Wi-Fi and things like that. And whether the gadget works better or worse, I don't know. Be careful about such expressions. But people don't like to talk today about the ionosphere. But still we have an effect. High frequencies. And the effect is here. So the refraction index of the ionosphere is a function of frequency. This is our reflection index. What is the velocity of the waves when we have a frequency dependent refraction index? We have to talk about phase velocity and group velocity. Phase velocity is simply the speed of light divided by the refraction index. So the phase velocity is actually, if I write here, is C0 times 1 minus F plasma divided by F. And this thing is in all cases larger than the speed of light. Yeah, fazna hitrost v takšnem mediju, kakor je atmosfera, ker je lomni količnik manj kot ena, je fazna hitrost večja od svetlobne hitrosti. No. Fazna hitrost nam nič ne pove o prenosu informacije. Ne? Fazna hitrost je samo neka projekcija, tako kot smo imeli v kovinskem valovodu, projekcija takajočega vala na steno in tam je na videz, da bila hitrost večja od svetlobne in valovna dolžina večja od valovne dolžine v praznem prostoru. So, the phase velocity is not really an important thing here, because the phase velocity is not related to the transfer of information or energy. Phase velocity is just a projection of the velocity somewhere. It may be larger than the speed of light, but this does not mean that we are able to communicate faster than light. We are still slower than that. The important term is group velocity. Skupinska hitrost je tista, ki je pomembna in to je pa zdaj odvod omega po beta. Ne? So the group velocity is the important one, the group velocity, the information moves with the group velocity. The modulation on our signal moves with the group velocity. How can we compute the group velocity? Our phase constant beta is n times k0, the wave vector in free space. R, written in it's n times k0 is also omega divided by the speed of light. Okay? And now we are trying to take the derivative of d beta per d omega. I compute the inverse of the derivative. Zračunam tukaj obratno vrednost pod voda, koliko je, ker ga je lažje zračunati. No, in tukaj imam, zdaj, če tukaj zapišem, lomni količnik je ena manj omega plazme z omega na kvadrat, krat omega, ne? Krat ena z c nič. Ne? No, če dam stvari pod korijen, tu je se nič, korijen iz omega kvadrat manj omega plazmena kvadrat. Če to stvar zdaj, sem pozabil napisati, da to moram odvajati. I have to take the derivative here. D per d omega. Derivative per omega. Omega of 1 over c 0 square root of omega squared minus omega plasma squared. No, in če to stvar zdaj odvajam, kaj da bi napravi ven?
Za nič.
Odvod od korijena je 2 krat ta korijen. Omega kvadrat minus omega plasma na kvadrat. Ne? In odvod funkcije pod korijenom je 2 omega. Ne? Kar, če zdaj stvari en malček pokrajšem in uredim, je tu zdaj 1 za c nič krat korijen iz 1 manj omega plazma za omega kvadrat. Ne? Tako da, skupinska hitrost so the group velocity, that's the inverse of this derivative. D omega per d beta is now c0. Times 1 minus plasma frequency squared divided by frequency squared. Ja, se pravi, dobimo in ta stvar, skupinska hitrost, je pa vedno manjša ali enaka svetlobni hitrosti. Ne? Enaka bo pri neskončno veliki frekvenci. Ne? Kaj tu za nas zdaj pomeni?
So what does this mean?
If I plot two velocities. Poskušam narisati obe hitrosti, pa se tudi misliti, kaj je bilo tukaj. Ja.
Tam pri fazni hitrosti se nič vlobeno s korenom.
Ja. Čekaj, kje?
Pri fazni hitrosti se nič vlobeno znam.
Se nič deljeno. Ja, deljeno s korenom. Hvala, da ste povedali. Correction. I should divide with the refraction index. Not multiply with it. No, če bi se zdaj tako narisali, ne? Če je tukaj zdaj omega, ne? In tukaj imamo hitrosti gor, ne? In imamo tukaj zdaj omega plazme, ne? In imamo tukaj zdaj za nič, ne? Lahko se zdaj zrišemo tukaj, ne? Na frekvencah nižjih od omega plazme ni razširjena. So frequencies less than omega plazma. We have no wave propagation, we cannot speak about velocity. But the phase velocity starts with infinity and converges to the speed of light. Phase velocity. While the group velocity starts with zero and also converges at a very high frequency to the speed of light. And we have to be careful because here we still have that group velocity is smaller than c0, is smaller than the phase velocity. Even at quite high frequencies. Let's make a practical example. Maybe this is here.
Jaz skušam, se grem satelitsko navigacijo. So, I'm trying to make satellite navigation with my GPS receiver. And in order to get a 3D solution, I need 4 satellites. Za 3D rešitu, rabim 4 satelite. 1, 2, 3, 4. Frekvenca je razmeroma visoka. So the frequency is here quite large. The frequency is 1.5754 GHz, so it's pretty high. It's much larger than the frequency of the plasma. But there are still effects. How does the ionosphere behave? Kako se obnaša the ionosferska plast? The ionosferska plast, če jo imam tukaj, jaz. Zdaj bo nekaj malega lomila tu valori. So there is a small refraction of these waves. But there is a difference with the satellites. The refraction is very small. Sateliti, ki so na obzorju, grejo tukaj razmeroma dolgo pot skozi ionosfero. Ta, ki je višje, gre tukaj krajša pot. Tak je tukaj, gre tudi kratko pod L2, in tale L1, lahko gre tudi dovolj. So, the length of the rays from the 4 satellites that I need for navigation, here I have the GPS satellite, is different. What happens here, kaj se zgodi tukaj? Če jaz merim zakasnitev modulacije, kar po navadi GPS sprejemnik počne, moram upoštevati skupinsko hitrost. I'm with GPS, I'm usually measuring the delay of the modulation. That's my principle of navigation. If I'm measuring the delay of the navigation, the group velocity is important. So I have group velocity here. I have group velocity here. I have a group velocity here, I have a group velocity. Ampak, zaradi tega, ker so te poti daljše, se mi tu zdaj obnaša, kot je razpršilna leča. So the ionosphere actually behaves as a diffractive lens. Because this path is longer than this path. In kaj se vam zdaj zgodi? Vaša navidezna rešitev se vam preseli tukaj više. So the apparent solution goes much higher than the real solution. There is a difference in the mainly in the determined altitude. Not in the longitude and latitude, but the height above sea level. That makes a difference. And this delta H is of the order of plus 50 meters during daylight. And this, of course, is zero during that. Se pravi, ta leča se nam pojavi praktično to veliko koncentracijo ionov imamo samo, elektronov imamo samo pod nevi. Pod nevi se tu obnaša za modulacijo, kot je razpršilna leča. Ne? Obratno, če bi šli računati z fazo nosilca, bi bila to zbiralna leča. Ne? Ker je fazna hitrost leča skupaj. So, for the phase velocity, if we made measurements on the carrier of the GPS satellites, then we would have to deal with the collimating lens. While here we have to deal with the modulation, we have to deal with the diffusive lens, and this diffusive lens actually moves the apparent position of my GPS to see something in the sun. And this is what happens every day. Tu se dogodi vsak dan z GPS-sprejemnikom, samo zaradi ionosfere, manjše pogreške, ker te sateliti niso simetrično postavljeni, manjše pogreške imamo, razvijem velikost na razred 10 metrov, imamo tudi vodoravni stvari. So, the ionosphere, even though the frequency of GPS is much, much larger than the frequency of GPS. Still has quite a notable effect on precision work, like satellite navigation. Satellite navigation is very specific. Satelitska navigacija je zelo točna stvar in tukaj dobiste velik pogrešek. Zdaj, kako se tega pogreška reši? Tukaj so zdaj druge stvari. Ne? Ena možnost je, isto kar tudi sam GPS sistem ima, da imate dve frekvencije, da imate poleg frekvence F1 še frekvenco F2, 1,2276 GHz. So, most GPS satellites broadcast the same navigation data also on the second frequency. And with the second frequency, we have a different group velocity. So from the difference of the two, we can calculate the exact delay. Se pravi, če merimo na dveh frekvencah, ker je zakasnito ionosfere na tančno sorazmerna frekvenci, poznamo formula, takšne se da z dveh frekvenčnih meritev, se da dobiti recimo popravek ionosfere. So pa tudi še drugi načini, kako se ta popravek ionosfere dobi. So there are other ways to make ionospheric correction in GPS. The simplest thing is to broadcast the navigation data on two separate frequencies. Dobro, zdaj tisto, kar imamo v ionosferi, imamo še kakšen drug pojav. So, there are even other effects in the ionosphere. We could talk the whole year about the ionosphere, but one effect that is notable in the ionosphere is the geomagnetic resonance. Times the magnetic fields of the Earth. If we put in numbers, če damo noter številke, da je ta H nič zemeljski, približno, tisti nekaterega dela kompas, ne? 40 amperov na meter. So the Earth's magnetic field, the one that compasses work, is about 40 amps per meter. We get this frequency, geomagnetic resonance frequency is omega G divided to pi. This is about 1.42 megahertz. Se pravi, per frekvenci 1,42 MHz približno se zgodi ta žiromagnetna rezonanca, ne? V ionosferi. No, in kakšna je posledica? Posledica je slabljenje. So, the main consequence here is increased loss. So loss is much increased at this particular frequency. In zdaj, pri takih frekvencah, no tukaj tudi imaš zgodovinska imena, ne? Ker je slabljenje srednjih valov na tej frekvenci tako zelo veliko, so na to frekvenco postavljali lokalne postaje. Ker katerakoli ura dneva je, magnetno polje tam prisotno in 1,4 MHz bo precej dušen. Ne? No in tu je valovna dolžina nekaj čez 200 metrov. Ne? Tako da ime od oddajnika val 202 izvira še iz časov, ker so bili taki lokalni oddajniki postavljali na srednjih valovih, da se jih ni več. To je zgodovina, ne? Ker valovna dolžina 202 metra je zelo slabljena zaradi žiromagnetne rezonance. So, what is the final result here? That this is actually 1.42 MHz, is actually the high part of the medium wave broadcast part. And you know that in medium waves there were broadcast transmitters with a long range and broadcast transmitters also for local use. And this frequency was used for local radio stations that have just a very limited coverage. We still have in this country a radio station that is called Wave 202, 202 meters, slightly above 200 meters, is this geomagnetic resonance, and this was the frequency used for local transmitters that were not intended to have a very large range, maybe a few 10 kilometers at maximum. This was used in the past, now medium wave is no longer being used for the broadcast, just as a curiosity. What this geomagnetic resonance also does, it causes birefringence. Ta naredi tudi dvolomnost. In naredi tudi Faradayevo sukanje. Se pravi, Faradayevo sukanje ravnine polarizacije, zakaj? Zato, ker v tem primeru hitrost z desno krožno polarizacijo ni več enaka hitrosti z levo krožno polarizacijo. So, the speeds of the right-hand circular position and left-hand circular position are not the same. So the polarization sense of a linearly polarized wave will change while traversing the ionosphere. Zato, da se temu ognemo, vsi sateliti na nizkih frekvencah imajo krožno polarizacijo. In order to avoid the Faraday rotation effect, all satellites at frequencies up to at least 3 GHz are using circular polarization, because circular polarization, it's either left hand or right hand, but it does not change. While passing to a birefringent media, it does not change, so we know what to receive on the ground, even if the ionosphere changes in between. No, še en pojav se je zgodil. Ionosferi, ne? Prvo je bilo opaženo v ionosferi, pa je lahko nadaljujemo tudi naprej. Ne? So there is yet another effect in the ionosphere. I have to redraw everything here. Now I have to cancel and redraw it once again. Moram to pobrisati in narisati še enkrat. Tako da. Danes je prav tako zoprno predavanje. Kar se lahko zgodi v ionosferi, je naslednje. Ne? Če nismo ravno pri frekvenci MUF, če smo pri neki nižji frekvenci, so if we are not right at the maximum usable frequency, if we are somewhere lower than MUF, but still higher than MUF, what can happen to the ionosphere? In the ionosphere, we may have the following effect. We have, if the frequency is lower, we have higher refraction, so the refraction angle is larger. So we may have one ray doing this way, because the refraction is strong. And we may also have another ray doing this way, going this way. So the transmitter. What is now the problem? We receive two signals with very large delay, because the lengths here are hundreds of some kilometers. Se pravi, lahko sprejmemo dva signala, ki se razlikujeta v dolžini potovanja tudi 100 kilometrov, ne, in več, ne. No, in kakšna je posledica? Posledica je večpotje. So the consequence is multiple. In tukaj imamo interferenco. Dveh ali več ne. So I may have interference of two or even more rays at the receiving side. What happens in the case of the multipath? Kaj se zgodi v primeru? Ne? Ja, vsekakor Ta inferenca je lahko konstruktivna ali pa destruktivna. So I may have constructive or destructive interference. So I have fading intensity. And the multipath also limits my communication, because these are hundreds of kilometers, to less than 100 bits per second on one single carrier. Tu tudi omejuje zmogljivost na 100 bitov na sekundo, se pravi preko ionosfere, o kakšnem internetu ne sanjati, ker tukaj je več pot, je taka zgaga, ne, da več kot 100 bitov na sekundo ne gre. Ne. Ampak kar se dogaja, ne, če bi jaz zdaj tukaj pri tem mojem sprejemniku narisal, ne, kar se dogaja v sprejemniku, ne, če rišem tukaj E sprejema, ne, so if I plot with time, the received signal strength with time, the received signal strength changes almost in a random fashion. Sprejeto polje niha skoraj po naključnih zakonih, ker tukaj teh žarkov je lahko več, s kakšno fazo se bo se štelil več potjo, to je zdaj problem. No, no in tu je bil tudi prvo naše vprašanje večpotja, ne, ki se je pojavilo. Ne. Se pravi, prvo večpotje so opazili ljudje pri zvezek preko ionosfere, da imate lahko en trenutek zelo dobro sprejem in čez eno minuto postaja zgine, pa če se vse čez eno minuto nazaj prekarijo. Ne. Tako da, to je veliko zuparen pojav. Ne. So this is not a desired feature. Multipath is usually a very undesired effect. Signal fading, the signal appears again. You receive the station for 1 minute, then nothing for another minute, then again for 1 minute, and so on. So it's not what we would like. But this is the real world we have to live with. Tu je zdaj resničen svet, s katerim je treba živeti, ne? In zdaj tu nalogo, ne, se lahko danes pogledamo, tudi danes je mogoče bolj aktualna v manjšem merilu. Ne. So today we have the same problem, facing the same problem, at a smaller scale, smaller distances. The same problem of signal fading happens. Kar se bo danes zgodilo, se bo tudi zgodilo naslednje, ne? Danes najbolj varna stvar je telefon. So today the most important thing is the phone, the mobile phone. Nothing works without the mobile phone. Where the problem comes up with the mobile phone? Mobilni telefon ima nekje bazno postajo, ne? So there is a base station transmitter, and there is a user. The user just has a phone. What actually happens here? I make a building. I may receive a direct signal, not the direct signal is the postaje. Log the beam od boy od tau, I may have reflection of the ground. I may have reflections of obstacles behind my phone. And the ones behind the phone, these are really nasty. Se pravi, lahko imam odboje iz vseh možnih smeri, ne? Razen neposrednega žarka, ne? Imam lahko odboje. Ta je zmeren prisotna, ampak tukaj je razlika, potem ni ravno velika, ne? Pač pa ta odboj od ovire zadej,
ta odboj je pa lahko zelo nadležen. Ne? No, in tudi v tem primeru imam več poti.
I have the multi-touch problem also in the case of the mobile phone, but this is here I'm talking about hundreds of meters, here I'm talking about hundreds of kilometers, okay? So my unit here is 100 kilometers. Here my unit is in the range delta R in the range of 100 meters. So 1,000 times less, piso še kaj meni, ne 100 metrov, so razlike poti na mesec 100 kilometrov, ampak pojav je čiste tak. So the scale is different, here I'm talking about 100 meters, here I'm talking about 100 kilometers, only the scale of the problem is a little bit different. But it's the same effect. We also, when this girl with this phone is moving here, ker se dekler se s telefonom premika, ravno tako dobimo diferenco več poti. So I have fading. And my capacity is maybe limited to 100 kilobits per second. Because it's 1,000 times less, about, approximately. If I don't do any, if I don't take any countermeasures, se pravi, če ne vzamem nobenih protiukrepov, ne, bo tukaj razlika po 100 metrov, bo nekje omejiti v tem 100 kilobitov na sekundo, ne, za tisti telefon. Ampak problem je enak, kakor je bil pred 50 let v ionosferi. Ne, so. The problem, mathematically speaking, is exactly the same as 50 years ago when ionospheric connections were important ionospheric radio links played an important role also in the military. Today it's the same problem on a smaller scale, 1,000 times smaller distances, 1,000 times higher capacities, if we don't correct anything. We can get more than 100 kilobits, but we have to correct things then. But the problem is the same. Now, if say that we are able to correct the problems of dispersion, so the problems of the limited bandwidth. Torej, recimo, da smo v stanju, da najdemo tehnični protiukrep, da bomo popravili tu popačenje več poti, se pravi, ne bomo omejeni na 100 bitov na sekundo ali pa 100 kilobitov na sekundo. Še zmeraj mi ostane presih. I'm still left with the fading. And fading when I have no signal, I have no signal, I have no reception, I have no service to my customer. No service to my customer means no money. Če stranke ne ponudimo usluge, da ne more telefonirati kamarkoli se je zakopala pod zemlja po možnosti, ne? Potem tudi mi ne bomo nič zaslužili. Ne? Zdaj treba pogledati, kako zaslužiti tukaj. Ne? Nekaj eno storitev je treba ponuditi, ne? Ampak stvari grejo na robe. Ne? No, zdaj, kako se take stvari lotimo? Lahko, ne? So, how to tackle with this problem? The first thing is to do measurement. Naredimo metre. Meritve, meritve je treba, eto kuli se je treba peljati po mestu z merilnim sprijemnikom in to stane. Ne? So, taking measurements is expensive. Something that is cheap is to make a computer simulation. It's not worth nothing, the computer simulation, but that's cheap to make. The true thing to do things is to take measurements. Messen ist Wissen, je rekel Werner Siemens. Ne?
Werner Siemens, his motto was messen is wissen. So we know if we measure it. How can we arrange now this measurement?
Kako obdelati zdaj te podatke? Iz teh podatkov zdaj bom jaz poskušal narisati tukaj histogram. Kjer imam tukaj recimo jakost sprijema in tukaj imam gostoto verjetnosti, da se ta jakost sprijema zgodi. So, the idea here is to plot all these measurement data into a histogram. A histogram when I have columns of correctly selected width. Se pravi, tukaj imam stolpce točno določene širine. Tu ste verjetno videli na vajah, kaj se zgodi, če vzamete stolpce napačne širine. So I hope that you saw in the lab what happens taking the columns of the wrong width. But this is measurement data, this is random. And in order to get something sensible, we have to select here the step of our histogram. Se pravi, moramo izbrati tukaj korak našega histograma na en pameten način, da bomo dobili dobro slikco. Kaj se zgodi, če damo delta prevelik, če damo delta premajhen? What happens if this delta is too large and what happens if delta is too small? This delta should be adjusted to the number of measurements we have. Imamo tukaj numerito. Premajhen korak, se spomni se, da vam je ostal samo še šum na vajah. In je taka šumeča slika. So, if we take too small a step, then we are just left with noise. If we take too large a step, we have no resolution. Se pravi, če vzamemo prevelik korak, ne bomo imeli nobene ločljivosti, bomo dobili sam par pravokotnikov. Kaj je tisto, kar zdaj mi moramo narediti? Se pravi, da skušamo to stvar opraviti, moramo na ta izmiren histogram upeti eno matematično krivuljo. So we have to actually insert a mathematical curve into this measured histogram. We apply a curve. Se pravi, potrebna krivulja. Skozi točke našega histograma. Tako da dobimo zdaj neko zvezno krivuljo z gostoto verjetnosti, da se zgodi. So we get a continuous function of the probability density for a certain received field to be available. Kakšna je zdaj težava? Težava je v tem, ker mi naš sistem načrtujemo, recimo, z takšen e minimalni. We design our system for a certain minimum received field strength or minimum received power. Everything that's above this power is good for us. Ja, ja. Ampak kje imamo izpad zveze? This small area down here is actually our signal loss. The integral under the curve is the area, is actually here we have a loss of signal. No, in zdaj, kako takšno krivuljo potegniti, kje je zdaj težava? Težava je v tisti naši zahtevi, ki smo mi sami povedali na začetku. Ne? Mi smo rekli, hočemo narediti zanesljivo zvezo, ker če zveza izpade, nič impulzu zanes, nič zaslužka. Ne? Ta verjetnost izpada, so the probability of loss, is the integral from 0 to minimum. Field strength, probability density. Integrate the probability density in this triangle down here. This is the loss, probability that we are going to lose communication.
Now, where is the problem? Okay. The problem is that we want a very small probability of signal loss. Naša težava v tem, da mi hočemo zelo majhno verjetnost izpada. To pomeni, da zelo malo naših meritev pade sem noter. And so what actually happens here is that we want a small probability that we have a loss of signal. That the signal is too weak to be useful. But in this case, if we have a small probability, then we have very few measurements in this area. V tem področju imamo zelo malo meritev. Imamo dosti meritev tukaj, ampak te nam niso zanimive, ker tukaj zvezda deluje. Ne? Tisto, kar nas bo teplo, je to tukaj. Ne? Tukaj mi izgubljamo cekine. Ne? So we are losing money actually here, when we lose the contact. We have plenty of data for working communication, and we have almost no data at all for the region of interest. This is really our signal loss. This is for us money loss, and we have almost out of our measures. We have almost no data there. How to overcome this problem? Kako zdaj skušamo to stvar razrešiti? To stvar skušamo razrešiti na ta način, da mi poskušamo najti teoretsko razlago. If we look for a theory explanation of how our signal fading actually happens, then we can fit the right curve into our measurement data. It is also possible to fit the wrong curve. Naše merjene podatke lahko damo tudi napačno krivuljo. In zdaj vi, če se boste inženirili, da ste kdaj kakšno zvezo postavljali, ne, vam moram jaz danes razložiti, kako se da zdaj tukaj slepaviti. Ne. Tukaj lahko naredimo čisto luparijo, da mi zataknemo na ta napačna krivulja. So what we can do here is actually we are engineers. We have the salesman that's above us. He wants to sell the product. Now we have to convince the customer that our radio link works even if it doesn't. And that's a difficult task. But here we have a good possibility. We just fit here the wrong curve. If we fit the wrong curve, we may have a very, very small probability of signal loss. The curve fits our measured data perfectly, and everything is okay. We demonstrate to the customer, look, this thing works. We make the measurements, we fitted the points to the curve, we got the results in a mathematical fashion, and everything is okay. But we hide the fact that we put in the wrong curve, without theoretical background. And this is the trick how things are being done today. Remember that no one is honest today. So we are going maybe to see next hour, should make a break right now, to see how to fit the wrong curve here. There are tricks how to do that.